Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And you hear the background noise. That's because we're broadcasting from Floor & Decor's 41st annual home show, broadcasting from the Cobb Galleria Center. And I have with me in the studio here at the Cobb Galleria Center, John Loud. And you've heard his commercials all over the radio station. And I can sing the jingle if you want me to.
I would love to hear that.
Oh, I will a little bit later.
Oh, more she just got
more
nervous.
Diet Coke in me. I know. I was like, really? I might be not be on pitch. But John, I know in my neighborhood, we've had a rash of break-ins. And it's really scary. And I have so many neighbors that are saying, well, I have a security system, but it's not being monitored. Do you hear that a lot in your industry?
We do at times. And unfortunately, that's where you've heard Monica and I talk on the radio at times about activating an alarm system 30 days too early instead of one day too late. Typically, folks will move into a home that's a new construction or from years past, there will be a system in there. They may have never used a system before, so they're unfamiliar. But usually when a break-in happens in the area, the neighborhood, or if they hear something on the news, initiates them to start to think about their family, their possessions, and then they start thinking about activating a system, and that's why we encourage somebody to take those steps to get some connect with somebody to activate early.
Well, everybody's going crazy over these Ring doorbells, and so they can see who's coming to the door, who's stealing their FedEx and Amazon packages, but are they activating their security systems along with putting these high fancy cameras at the front door?
You know, you bring up a great point of a massive change in the security industry. Traditionally, over that last 20 to 30 years, only about 20% of the marketplace across the United States actually has a monitored home alarm system.
Wow.
And when you started to see Ring doorbells, or you started to see camera systems that you could buy online and so forth, for everybody, security is something a little different. So
okay.
For them, maybe that doorbell is their peace of mind and they're comfortable. But again, as they start to breach into security, you'll see over time the evolution will start to see, you know what, I've got one camera, I actually want two or three or four. It ends up growing. And it's on their app, so they have the control and the ability to be able to see that. But a lot of times, unfortunately, that doesn't get into the fire protection, that doesn't get into the CO detection and the other element, but it does give some sense of a peace of mind for folks.
Well, it's not just about fire and burglary. We've added the home protection of water. I've heard your commercials with Monica talking about water, and so many of us are getting ready to leave on spring break,
Exactly. And
you're leaving your house for a week,
yeah. And
lots of things can happen. Flooded basements, water heaters going
kafooey. Well, and I'll tell you, the big change over the last about 7-8 years now is our industry's gone from life safety, where we're dealing with burglary, fire, CO, to lifestyle. And when you think about the alarm systems nowadays, they are a control center for lights and locks and thermostats and so many more things. But over the last 20 years, think about it out there, all the listeners that have talked and interacted with alarm companies, how many times have they talked to you about water detection? So the alarm industry has water detection devices to let you know that maybe your dishwasher or your refrigerator line, something has broken, you got water dripping. But now the technology recently has changed that we've got an app that interacts that you can control. You can actually push a button and shut the water off at your home.
So if I'm in, say, somewhere on the beach having a drink with a little umbrella in it.
Yes.
And I get a notification on my phone saying there's water spilling somewhere in your house, what do I do?
Well, you've got two options. One is you can manually push the button to close the water circuit to shut
it. My main water?
Yes,
your main water. Shut off at the house?
So as the homeowner has coming in the house, there's a valve, and there's a device that attaches to the valve, and it will actually shut the water off. So you have the option either as you leave to manually do it by pushing the button on your app, so you don't have to climb on a ladder and turn a ball valve.
I don't even know where that thing is in the house, to be honest with you.
True. And usually when somebody has an issue, they're trying to find it.
Yeah.
So today, let's talk about water for a minute. So there are devices that can be placed in 5 or 6 or 7 places that you may feel risk. But if you talk to your insurance companies, water is far greater the damage that's going to happen at your home. And remember what happens after there's water damage? Some people think, yay, I get to have a remodel that happens. Well, the first thing you've got is a big deductible you're going to pay. Then you're going to be hiring contractors to come in and start to clean up the mess. Hopefully no personal possessions or heirlooms have been damaged along the way that are forever lost. But then you've got the contractor work. And you know how many times do the contractors stay under budget and on time? Well, there definitely are some out there, but you end up bringing that process into your world. But these devices that you get to choose and place anywhere can pick it up while you're at the beach with the umbrella. And when it picks up that water issue, it actually will shut the valve off all on your own.
Oh, that is incredible. And that's technology that's available today to loud security systems?
Yes, indeed. You know, our favorite thing. You ready to sing that 678 Get Loud jingle?
So call 678 Get Loud.
There you go.
Oh, that was pretty. That was pretty good, John. Okay, so let's talk about the different options of security systems out there. And we're going to get our computer system up and going because it's kind of down right now. If we could get an engineer. When we are away and we need to have our security system up and going, I know that I have both a landline, don't laugh, I still have a landline, and I have a wireless connection. Is that my utmost, am I protected to the utmost possible way, or is there another level?
Well, there's 3 ways today that you communicate with the alarm system. So you've got landlines, you've got internet communicators, and you've got cellular communicators. And I would love to let all your listeners know, and it doesn't matter what alarm company you choose out there, there's a new shutoff coming at the end of 2022. Everybody's cellular units right now will go dark at the end of 22. So you're going to start to hear from your alarm companies over the next year or two that you've got to start to look to upgrade the technology. And a lot of times it shocks the monitored subscriber base out there.
I'm shocked. I had no idea.
Well, and then think here, we're in 2019.
Right.
We're talking about 2022. Between 2019 and 2022, what's the likelihood you may possibly upgrade your cell phone? Right?
Very, very possible.
Whereas in our alarm industry through the years, nobody ever thinks that they have to, you know, upgrade some things in their alarm system. Well, we're dealing with the internet of things. We're dealing with cellular. So just as we went from analog to 2G, then we went from 2G to 3G, 4G, and now we're going from this technology onto the next. So, so at the end of the day, to me, some of the best communication device is really your internet monitoring. Internet is far more reliable today than where it was years ago. You used to always have to reset your router and all that.
Yeah.
Whereas if you have an internet communicator, number one, most alarm company providers can provide you interactive security for either free or very little dollars, as opposed to being more costly to go through cellular connectivity because of the data that's being used. Whereas when we use your internet, lower cost, you don't have to change that technology down the road, but you still have the risk of, is my internet going to be reliable? Whereas cellular will be there.
My internet goes down.
Oh, does it still? Okay.
Yeah. So what happens to me then?
So in your case, you probably have both internet and cellular communications, and they're a redundancy. Well, right now you have POTS. You have a POTS that everybody knows is plain old telephone. That's what the telecom industry calls.
Plain old telephone.
Yes.
Old geezer telephone with a cord. I do. I just can't get rid of it. I still write checks, by the way, too, if that's surprising to you.
So that everybody knows out there, if you want to save money, you can shut off the landline and you can go to cellular. And again, this is for all your providers out there that would love to have you as a loud security customer, but just being open to any alarm company can usually help you reduce that monthly cost and have increased enhanced security protection, because nobody's going to be able to come to the side of your home or your business and cut the line to be able to then break in.
Exactly. So with this new technology that's coming at the end of 2022, what is that going to require on the customer's part to make this happen?
So the communication device that's attached to everybody's alarm systems will have to be replaced at some point. And let me tell everybody the challenge that we as an industry face and then the subscriber faces.
Okay.
Of course, no homeowner or business owner wants to change that device until they absolutely have to.
Sure.
But if everybody waits till the last few months, then the alarm companies cannot handle the amount of hundreds of thousands or millions of subscribers. So we've kind of, in a two-year window prior, start to schedule everything to deal with the transition.
Do we start, can we start doing that now? Can we start phasing that in now? Is the technology there for us to start doing this?
Great question. The technology is there, and if you know that you're going to be in your home or your business for the next two, three, five plus years, you're right. Be the early on adopter. The alarm companies will give you great incentives to allow us to come do that transformation today rather than waiting later. Now, the tough part is somebody's not sure whether they're still going to be in that property, that premise. Then they're like, why do I want to go invest any money further when I may not even be here and I can do it at my new location?
Now, what does this add to a property when you have the top-notch security system as far as resale? Does that really help with a resale to say, hey, this property has the utmost in security systems, they have, it's loaded?
You know, I'll give you a transition to that too. So think nowadays, most residential new constructed builders, they all include security systems. And it's almost one of those automatic staples. Whether somebody uses it or does not use it, it's already there. And the reality that we realize in the industry, 80% of your alarm system is the deterrent factor. It is that yard sign, it is that sticker, it is the deterrent for folks to see that, to say, I'm gonna go to the next building or the next home,
right,
and so forth. But the from a value standpoint, it's almost noticed if it's not, because somebody's got to come in and say, ooh, I have to go in and deal with the newer technology to upgrade.
Okay.
But again, I think of Disney World at times. When you go to Disney, they think if you can think it, they can do it.
Right.
And the quality of, again, don't think about it just as a security system anymore. Think about that as a lifestyle management. When you arm that system nowadays, it can shut the garage door. It can shut your, it can lock your doors. It can turn the lights off. It can, you know, shut your water valve off. It can do, you can, your cameras can be set. It does so many more things just at a simple touch of a button. And the unique thing about the industry today, you may have a beginning starting package, let's say, that you like, and you put in a few light switches, but you can go to any of the big box stores, or you can buy online to add light switches, add devices. You're not compelled to, where you have to do it through your security provider. But the way things are nowadays, you have a thermostat with an app, mm-hmm, and all these different apps, but through the alarm industry, you can have one app that ties everything together.
That's amazing. It makes it easier and more controllable. We're broadcasting live from the Cobb Galleria Center, 2 Galleria Parkway in Atlanta, at the 41st Annual Atlanta Home Show. We're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. John Loud with Loud Security Systems is with me. We'll be back right after this.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Rest.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We're having a party here at the Home Show, the 41st Annual Home Show, broadcasting live from the Cobb Galleria Center. Easy to get to off 75 and 285. And they'll be open here till 8 o'clock tonight, so there's time to get here. But if you want to see me, I'll be here till 3, broadcasting right under the tiny houses. And they are adorable. I could use one of those at our property in Blue Ridge. That'd be a great place to put it. I have on the air with me John Loud of Loud Security Systems. And John, I have to say, every time I hear your commercials, I'm like, Loud Security Systems. His name is John Loud. Did he change his name? Because that's a little too convenient, that Loud Security Systems and John Loud, that works too well.
I've had to explain many times that I was born loud, I've always been loud, and it just happened to be, you know, actually I worked for Delta Airlines for 6 years. I was a flight attendant with Delta before I ever started the company.
Did you bring some peanuts?
Not today.
Okay.
I brought Cheez-Its. I saw that on my recent flight.
Okay.
So they've got a different upgrade due to peanut allergies, I think.
Okay.
But so it was funny having even some folks in the community when my son was born, and the pastor that we did his baptism and everything, mm-hmm, years. He's one of those that says, I always knew John Loud before Loud Security ever existed.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you get your pastor on board to explain that, that's exactly
that you were
how
always
it was.
Loud.
Yeah, my mom, of course, can you imagine going through high school and school trying to deal with the last name Loud?
Yeah.
And my parents, unfortunately,
you just lived up to your name. It was meant to be.
It worked out well so far.
So far,
24
so good.
Years into the business, and we're Loud Security still moving along.
Well, tell me, what sets Loud Security Systems apart from all the others that are in the market?
You know, I'll give you one unique piece from us, and it ties back to my Delta training. Delta Airlines for years, and I just heard this year also, back to the number one in customer service. They finally surpassed another airline to actually achieve that. And during all those years, to go through the training, when you care to take care of those customers and clients as we were trained to do as flight attendants is something I then brought to the alarm industry. And even as my company has grown, we've now got 60 plus employees, we have customers in about 30 different states, but the bulk of everything is Metro Atlanta area. But I don't necessarily get to interact with each one of our customers, but greatly appreciate them. So my cell number is on the website. If you go under customer
care. You put your cell number on the website?
Yes. And I encourage so many other companies across the nation that we do a dealer advisory council group, say, you know what, let's know what's going on with our subscribers, our systems, our billing, our central stations, our dispatch centers, because we know that if there's a problem, we need to be able to have them have the opportunity to call us. I don't want to find out when they're canceling service going somewhere else, when I may have an opportunity to get it right.
Fix it.
It's just a different commitment for me to go, you know, just like Mr. Purdue used to say with his chicken, my name's on every package.
Yeah.
Well, Loud Security, that happens to be my name. Obviously, there's a tremendous team that is part of it that makes it who we are. But feel free to go under the website, under customer care, you'll see my personal cell number. I have only one cell phone, and obviously right this moment may not answer it, but most all times I will answer that call.
You know, that's pretty impressive. That says a lot. And how many, I mean, how often does your phone ring with that? Because I can see them going, hey, John, I can't pick up Bobby Sue at practice. Can you go pick him up?
Well, so I'm glad you asked that, because as you can imagine, with 10,000 plus customers, if I was getting calls all the time, maybe on a monthly basis, I may get two, I may get three, and usually it's more of a sales opportunity lead generation than it is a customer challenge situation. So it's extremely rare, but we always put it out there to let people know, come find that anytime to give me a call.
Okay, and how would you like people to get in touch with you if they want to sign up with Loud Security Systems?
So a few easy ways. One is the easy one, which is our phone number, 678-GET-LOUD. That's 678-GET-LOUD, or check us out on our website of loudsecurity.com. And I'd be happy to have the opportunity to earn your business.
Excellent. We'll be back right after this.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and we are broadcasting live from the 41st Annual Atlanta Home Show at the Copp Galleria Center. That's at 2 Galleria Parkway. We love this home show because it's so big and it has everything under one roof. And I've been walking around. Sitting next to me is my buddy Josh Ketterheinrich with Silver Oak Remodel. Josh, I've already bought a water hose nozzle.
Ooh.
15-year warranty on this baby, and I can squirt you.
Oh my goodness!
Halfway across the football field.
Were they doing demonstrations?
Oh, yes,
I bet.
Absolutely.
Yeah, to the other booths across the aisle.
Yes, and you know my double porches on my house. That those are such a pain to keep clean. I've got this problem solved now with these. But that's the type of thing that you can find at the home show. All the gadgets that are new out on the market, from new pergolas and cabinet, and that's what Josh and I are, landscapes, spas, everything under one roof, in for inside and outside your home is under one roof here at the Copp Galleria Center. We're going to be here till 3 o'clock, but the show is open till 8, and tomorrow the hours are 11 to 5. And Josh, so I've dealt with Silver Oak for years. You guys did my mom's house. You did backsplash, countertops,
freshened up the whole kitchen,
flooring. I mean, there was not a thing in that kitchen that you didn't touch, I don't think.
It was a fun project.
Oh, because
your mom is a sweetheart.
She's a character.
She really is.
She is a character.
Now I know where you get it from. You should have her on the show. When's her?
You know what? My mom and dad are always like, why don't you have us on the show? Because we would have to break for a commercial every now and then.
You don't know what they'd say.
No, that's the problem. The older people get, but you just don't know what they're going to come out of their mouth.
No, that was a great project, though. We enjoyed it.
But speaking of projects, I have one that Silver Oak is helping me with now. I have this I don't have a built-in pantry in my house, and I have a piece of, quote, built-in furniture that I use as a pantry.
Yeah.
And it was painted black when I first moved in 14 years ago. We built the house, and it's just been getting on my nerves. You know how you have that one thing in the room that just gets under your skin?
Yep.
So I felt like it was a black blob in the room that just needed to be lightened up because the rest of my kitchen was so light. And so I called you guys out Terry came out on Friday yesterday, and I thought I was going to have to replace the whole cabinet. And she looked at me and she was like, Belinda, why don't we just repaint it? And I was like, duh, why didn't why didn't I think of that? I have a degree in degree in interior design.
Yeah.
Why didn't I think of that? And so she and I talked about colors and how we were going to do this and have it match and blend in with everything else and not introduce a new color. But she had such insight, and it just came to her immediately.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing with Silver Oak Design, or Silver Oak Remodel, is you guys have somebody on staff for every step of the project.
Yeah, we're start to finish. We're design build. So the nice part about it is our what we call project developer, Terry, goes out and takes a look at it, or we've got a couple different ones. She's was out at your house to see exactly what problems you have, what you don't like about your space, whether it's too small, the configuration, a furniture piece, whatever it might be. And then we take that information and find solutions and walk you through. That's a simple cabinet we came up with painting, but you can see even on something small.
You know what? She could have sold me a whole new cabinet.
Yeah.
Because that's where I was in my head. That's where I was headed.
Yes.
But she came up with a better solution, cheaper for me. She wasn't just out to make more money off me.
Exactly.
She came up with a better solution that's going to work better for the space and look best in the kitchen. I was so impressed with her.
Oh, that's good to hear. Well, thank you. I haven't had a chance to talk to her, so we'll see what she says.
It's going to be great. So, how do you know when you're getting ready to do a project, whether you need an architect, a designer, an interior decorator? I mean, I know for that small project, I didn't need someone.
You didn't need an architect.
I didn't need an architect to design a new cabinet.
Yes, you didn't need a site survey.
When you're starting out a new project in your kitchen or your bathroom or your basement,
it's confusing.
Where do you start?
Yeah, because most people have an idea. I want to do my basement, but they don't know where to start. I want to do my kitchen. Hey, our master bedroom's too small. I'd like to build it out. Hey, this bathroom doesn't work with me. But they don't know all the steps that are coming behind that and where to start. What level do you get an architect involved in? What type of building and permitting? So it can be confusing, and just starting a process for our clients is usually where their kind of eyes are wide open, or they have every Pinterest picture and house picture, and they have the space fully designed.
Do you like that customer or not?
Sometimes that isn't bad. So we it's 50-50 all over. I like them a little in the middle, where they have to have a general idea. If we have a complete blank slate and you don't know your taste, style, or saw something you like, we are shooting in the dark, so we don't know. So we encourage them to get an ideal book together so we know what they like. I mean, we look at the rest of the house, we look at the neighborhood, we look at, you know, their needs. But you really need to kind of get an idea, hey, this was an inspiration kitchen. And that also helps with your budget. I mean, I can tell you're looking at a cottage up in, you know, Massachusetts or something that doesn't fit the neighborhood or the budget or the cabinets. You know, certain things don't work for certain houses. And so we also help eliminate that. We also help line up your budget for the type of project. Yours, for example, hey, maybe we don't need to go, you know, crazy on this. But if you're not happy with the space and the layout, you're happy with your space and the layout. There's one piece that needed to change. And so we evaluate that. And that's why we call them, again, project developers, because we're holding the hands, you know, right there from the beginning. And the nice part is we're there with you to the end. So we give you the ideas and we make sure those ideas get taken care of.
You know, I think people want to save money sometimes, and they'll say, I'll be my own general contractor and I'll hire out the plumber and the tile person and this and that. And they think they're saving money.
Electrician, framing, drywall.
Yeah.
So if you can put up with the headache in about 6 to 8 months project, you know, some people are built for that. We run into project managers and engineers. We do work for them because they're like, I'm tired of doing this at home. But if you're up for managing each individual person on the job, keep in mind the biggest problem is this is only one job for them instead of, you know, my guys, they're working every day for us. So they can be more challenging. So if that's a fit and they want to manage half their project and they want to hire those
scheduling
guys.
Scheduling everything, because everything on the project, you can't do the plumbing, you can't do the tile until the plumbing is done, and you can't do this until that is done.
No, you see the beautiful cabinets, you see the finished product. Everything that goes in before that, the three, four weeks of construction that might go before we get to those parts. You know, electrical, nobody thinks about electrical. Framing, you know, nobody thinks about insulation, and there's a lot of things. And to keep a project on schedule, you're tying all those phases together. So why you might know a tile guy, you might know a cabinet guy, you might know a flooring guy. Do you know the other three trades, four trades that come before that? And so we'll encourage customers if they want to do that. We listen to them first if that's what they're kind of thinking, because we are turnkey, you know, with that. And when a client comes to us, you know, they're expecting a high level of management on the product, or excuse me, project. They're expecting quality materials and installers that are going to be accountable for what we put in.
Now, we've talked a lot on our commercials about basements. What is the big thing in basement remodeling right now?
Well, it's interesting that, you know, there's still talk of the man cave, but I feel like that's kind of gone down a little bit. So a lot of times is that extra space for the children down there. You might be, you know, I've seen climbing walls. Of course, you know, putting a bathroom down there and, again, an area for the children to get away, or if you're going to have a slumber party or something, just finishing it off. So, and of course, we still got some beautiful bars that you can put in, media rooms and things like that. So that's still going, but people just want to finish basement so you can throw your kids down there and forget about them and have a bathroom they can use when they come in from outside and tell them, get down there while the parents are upstairs having, you know, whatever they're having.
Now, when you redo your basement, now we know that you get a lot of your money back when you redo your kitchen.
Yes.
And about what percentage?
It varies. You know, to be honest with you, here's the thing. The worse the kitchen, the bigger the percentage. It's, I'd say, 60 to 70.
You mean the worse the kitchen is?
The worse the kitchen, the uglier kitchen, the more out of date that 19 exposed. I could show you. The worse that kitchen is, the bigger you can get back 100% or more.
Wow.
If you've got a, you know, decent kitchen, you know, late 90s, 2000s, and it's just, you know, there's no soft closed drawers in there, but the cabinets look good. You know, that's still a good value that you have there, unfortunately. But we redo kitchens that are pretty nice all the time because they want to make it functional. But you're getting, I'd say, 65 to 80% back on that kitchen if you've got a kitchen or floors or other components that are just horrendous. And if you're going to sell your house, people are going to go, what is this? I'd say more, much more than that. And the basement's an interesting thing, too,
because
that's
adding. Basements, because here in Atlanta and in Georgia, a lot of people have basements.
Yes,
but
Georgia has a great basement.
But they're unfinished.
Yes.
And I think that's blasphemy because I have basement envy. I don't have a basement, and I'd give anything to have a basement, and it wouldn't be unfinished.
What's interesting about the basement is you can always come back, and it doesn't interrupt your lifestyle too much. So if you're building a house, a lot of the builders built the house, put the basement in there, so they said, hey, this house has a basement, right? But it's not finished. And the nice thing is, we can work in a basement for 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks, and you don't even know.
Right,
you know,
it's not disruptive to your family.
It's not as bad as a kitchen or bathroom.
Exactly. Okay, so what are the finishes that we are looking at right now? Because I see brass coming back.
Yes.
Is that really?
French gold, brass, antique brass. I mean, there are so many different I would not want to be a fixture producer right now. We've done houses and trying to match knobs for bathrooms, and this is what our team does.
Okay.
We have project developer. You also have a CAD designer for your cabinet. So everything's in-house at Silver Oak Remodel. But what, you know, chasing down a knob that matches a light that is made by two manufacturers and you're using a French gold or a satin or something like that, you'd be surprised how much those little details take. And there are so many little things that can make, you know, a little bathroom pop with some of these fixtures and colors that are coming back into style right now.
And you want it to have that pulled together look. And if they are off a little bit, that's really going to make a big difference.
Depends on the client. That'll drive you nuts with
it. It drives me nuts.
So you've got, that's the stuff we're going to tell you about that you won't think about. There's some, when you say saving money, you know, working with a general contractor and design company, that's what we're thinking of. Before you make the mistakes, we're going to think ahead for you.
Well, I'm thinking about you guys coming out to see us here at the home show at the Cobb Galleria Center. We have on the air with us Josh Ketter-Heindrich with Silver Oak Remodel. We'll be here till 3 o'clock. Come join us. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. I'm here with Josh Ketter-Heindrich with Silver Oak Remodel, and we're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And I tell you what, we're going to go back. Is this not the smallest print you've ever seen, Josh? I mean, I've had my eyes done at Woodham's, and they're perfect, but I can barely see this. Okay, we're going to go to the phone lines and speak with Jonathan in Atlanta. Jonathan, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm good.
How can we help you today?
I heard that what you're saying
I tell you what, let me put you on hold and you get your thoughts together and we'll put you back on the air. All right, we're broadcasting live from the home show.
That says it's live right there when you get a call like
that. That does say it's live. Nothing says live radio.
That was exciting.
Like, maybe he's caught up in his something going on in the basement.
Yeah, something's happening.
Something's happening in that basement. Okay, so in kitchen design, it's very important how your kitchen is laid out. And there are some poor designs in the kitchen.
Yes. Well, I think the change of the actual floor plan of the kitchen has changed pretty dramatically over the last 20 or 30 years with more open floor plans that you're seeing. Simpler cabinets, you know, it's not all the same wood grains and things that you saw, more painted cabinets. But the actual floor plan is inviting the family room.
Let me ask you a question. Be honest with me on this.
Yes, shoot.
Okay, do painted cabinets hold up as well and last as well as wood cabinets? I mean, wood grain, natural cabinets.
Well, so the paint cabinet can crack at the seams and joints, and you're going to notice it more than, a stained cabinet. All cabinets that are wood are going to tend to warp, especially if you have large, long doors. You know, if you're trying to pull off a pantry door with two or three hinges, you're going to have a problem. So quality of cabinet really is the dominant factor in that right now. So.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more from the Atlanta Home Show, broadcasting live. We'll be back right after this.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.